Hi, and welcome to Jan Care Publishing's podcast, Bookmarked. My name is Janie Jesse, and thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast, because this week we have a very special interview for you, because this week we will be interviewing a father and daughter author team. But before we get started, there's a couple of things, a couple of housekeeping things I want to mention. And first, women out there, if you are a business owner, or if you are a career woman and you want to share your story of accomplishment and achievement to inspire other women, check out the details on our website, Jan Care Publishing, to submit your story and be a part of a book that's being published and share your story with other women that will be sharing their stories in this book. Now, this book will be sold on Amazon and through other distribution channels. So you don't want to miss the opportunity to get your story out there. So check out the submission details again on jancarepublishing.com. And submission deadlines are approaching, so you don't want to miss this. So please check that out. And if you have any questions, just let us know. And also, please send us your questions and or comments through our book blog, Bookmarked. And of course, Bookmarked, the book blog, works in conjunction with this podcast. Now, for this week's interview, I'm so excited about this interview. It's so heartfelt. And Draco had the awesome privilege to interview the father and daughter team, Miles and Nikki Burdine, who wrote the children's book, Live Like Grunt. And it is so heartfelt on so many different levels that I am sure this interview will bring you to tears. So take it away, Draco.
Welcome back to Bookmarked. This week, I am here with father and daughter duo Miles and Nikki Burdine. Together, they authored Live Like Grunt, a children's book inspired by their family Labrador. Miles and Nikki, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Now, your children's book came out in 2020, a year that was extremely difficult across the globe, to say the least. But I think that Live Like Grunt was certainly a bright spot during that time. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the story and the inspiration behind it?
Yeah. Dad, you want to take it?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So, I put the book together when I was on maternity leave with my daughter. And you're right, that was a hard year, but I was kind of in a bubble, you know, with having a newborn at home, reading children's books and still wanting to be creative. And this was my outlet to do that while I was not at work. And the idea came because I was reading my daughter children's books every night. And I thought, you know, some of these little lessons reminded me of things my dad used to tell me when we were kids. So I thought back about the story of Grunt. And Grunt was our family dog, and we loved him so much. He was the best. And my dad tells the story a little bit differently, that we would always come home and we would go straight to Grunt and not to Dad, which I think is, you know, a little girl thing. Of course, everybody loves the family dog. And Dad thought, you know, they love this dog so much and they ignore me. And Dad was trying to teach us family lessons, and he thought, why don't I do that through the eyes of Grunt? And he would see little things that Grunt did and think like, oh, we can relate that to a human experience, like always have a positive attitude. And then he would send a picture of Grunt, you know, wagging his tail or something. And that started out with just like notes in our lunchbox or, you know, printing a literal picture. And then we went to college, it turned into emails with a picture of Grunt. And then I just remembered when I had my daughter, I called my dad. I said, do you still have those thoughts by Grunt Dog? And he said, yeah, I found them. We added a few and put them together.
I think that's such a miraculous story. Do you all still have, even now, some of the artwork and the pictures and the notes that were put into lunch boxes along the way?
I don't know if we have the exact ones, but I still have all of the original Daily Thoughts by Grunt pictures. And like the, you know, they were probably done on like Microsoft Paint or something with, you know, the Arial font or something, but I still have them all. In fact, I've posted them on the Live Like Grunt Instagram page.
Right. Is that something that you've kind of continued with your daughter, like added little notes here and there if you're going to be away?
I'm definitely going to. She's 4 now, so she can't read. Right. But it's definitely something I'm going to do. I've put notes in her lunchbox before, like, I love you, and I don't know if she picks up on it yet, but yeah, for sure. I'm going to do something and maybe I'll get Pop Pop to include some of those too.
I think that's so sweet. Miles, did you have anything to add to this story?
Well, Nikki is the skilled interviewer and interviewee in the family. So I just kind of follow her lead. I will say, you know, one of the things I appreciated about Nikki doing this book, and by the way, she called me and told me about what she was going to do. And I really didn't think much of it. Just kind of went in one ear and out the other. But next thing I know, she's calling and saying, I got some advisors helping me. And then next thing you know, I've got the illustration done and all of a sudden the thing's printed. And I wasn't surprised, because if Nikki says she's going to do something, she'll do it. And I actually have been encouraging her, and others have been encouraging her to do another one at some point. And I'll let her tell you about it, but I did want to recognize that time in our lives when Andy was born, mm-hmm. And I happened to be in Nashville with my wife, Nikki's mom, and I had just finished doing a presentation to on my leadership. Leadership presentation called "Scrubbing Toilets with Enthusiasm," and I had been asked to give that to a police leadership academy at graduation. And we got done, and my wife Denise and I were driving out of the parking lot, and Nikki's husband, Justin, calls and says, "Hurry up, get over here." I said, "Where?" He said, "The hospital." I said, "Why?" And they said, "You're going to take the baby." And I went over there, and I'll tell you, I have seen fear in men's eyes serving the Marine Corps 30 years. I've seen some horrible things, but the fear that was in Nikki's eyes and Justin's eyes and Denise's eyes was like nothing I'd ever seen. So there's more to the story than just grunt. There's also sweet little Andy.
You got to explain that. She's okay now.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah, make sure we get that in there. Let's not give anyone
a heart attack. She was born at 28 weeks, which, you know, is very early, and she weighed 1 pound and 4 ounces, which makes her a micro preemie. So she is a miracle. And she stayed in the NICU for 3 months, but she's perfectly fine now. But yeah, it was a scary time, and she's amazing.
We're hoping that's going to be the subject of Nikki's next children's book.
We got some ideas.
Are there any ETAs on that, Nikki? Have you started work on that yet?
Draco, I haven't even started. I mean, no, I have worries. You know, the notes folder in my phone that's got like convoluted sentences, but you know, no, not yet.
I think they just kind of appear out of nowhere sometimes. You got books for a long time and suddenly there's a book.
Yeah.
She does have two other projects she's working on. Tell them about All Boys and Knuckleheads and Girl Dad.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're unrelated to the book, though, Dad. But yeah, we have a line of t-shirts called Girl Dad, Girl Mom, and All Boys Are Knuckleheads, except for my daddy. So there's a reoccurring theme of a daughter and her father here, which I know, Draco, you can appreciate because you said you adore your father, too.
Absolutely. I 100% can appreciate that. I think that's, you know, love a good t-shirt book pairing. I think that's a great gift. So I think that's wonderful. You know, recently, within the last week or two, Live Like Grunt was donated to 5,000 first graders across Northeast Tennessee, thanks to the Jim and Laura Rogers Foundation and Ballot Health. And I know the two of you got to participate in handing out a lot of the copies of your book to different schools. How was the response, and what was it like to go into those schools and surprise the children?
I mean, it was amazing. Yeah, you're right. It is thanks to the Jim and Laura Rogers Foundation and Alan Levine of Ballot Health. They're two amazing donors who stepped up. And it started because my dad knows them and gave them a copy of the book. And he said, "I love this book. We should get this in kids' hands." And it kind of snowballed in from there. You know, they reached out to our publisher, Jan Carroll, and made it happen. And I don't know. I knew it was going to happen, but I guess I just didn't realize that it was actually going to happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because when we get there, Dad and everyone at the Kingsport Chamber is calling saying, "Well, the books are here. Like, we've got thousands of books here," and they're packing them and they're putting these stickers on them. And when I got to go home a couple weeks ago, we went to these schools and they were just so excited. They thought it was just, a guest reader coming in to read to them. And then when I surprised them with the book, it was so special seeing the kids like holding this book and like pointing to their favorite one and saying, oh, he's so cute. Like, you know, they might not know the lessons right now, but I think they will. And I hope their parents appreciate the lessons too.
I'm sure they appreciate the gift of the book and everything. I think it's, like I said, wonderful to receive a book as a gift, and being able to share it with all of those children across our region is such a wonderful thing that you all got to experience. Miles, was the experience similarly rewarding for you?
Oh, absolutely. I just stood back and watched. Nikki, as you can see, is very, very talented and a superb communicator. And the way she read the book to them was like she was a first grade teacher. I said, where'd you learn how to do that?
Calling.
I said, where'd you learn how to do that? Well, part of the answer was her mother was a retired mm-hmm. special ed teacher. So she had seen some of those skills, but to watch her do it was really, it was fun. It was, and the kids paid attention for the most part, paid attention to her. And she knew how to control them. And when they got done and they just, when she told them, everybody gets a free book, the excitement, the joy that they expressed was really quite moving, quite inspiring.
Dad, thank you for the compliment saying I was like a teacher, but I am not like a teacher, because they are incredible, because they do that day in and day out. And I did it for an hour.
Right.
I got to drop in like the Santa and then leave. And those teachers are amazing because they do it day in and out, day out, when it's not easy. But I did have fun for that hour.
Very well said. So true. So true.
Right. I'm so glad to hear about it, and so glad that you all got to have so much fun sharing that with the children in our area. Since publishing Live Like Grunt, is there, anything particular, any particular response that you will cherish forever from readers that you've heard from different parents or children?
Yeah, literally any response that I get from parents or children is special to me, because to be honest, it's kind of surprising to me, not surprising to me, because I love the book and I love the quotes and the lessons in there, but it's surprising to me that other people share that love. And I guess it's just special when anybody sends me a message and say, oh, my grandson loves your book, or my daughter loves your book. And when we were doing the school visits, I met a couple kids and they go, oh my gosh, you're Nikki. You wrote the book. I love Grunt. And I'm just, I think about that lovable dog who we grew up with, who I adored so much. And, a little caveat to that is I also hope that this encourages people's love for animals, and especially dogs, and how they can teach us things, because, they're the greatest creatures ever created. It is unconditional love. And that's something that humans can learn a lot from.
Draco, there's also the reading aspect to it. Mm-hmm. We've been told, and the facts tell you that if you can read on grade level by third grade, you're going to be okay.
Right.
But if you can read on third grade on grade level by third grade, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have trouble. So there's that aspect of it. And I work for the Chamber of Commerce. And, mm-hmm. We work with educators, workforce development, education issues every day, every single day. And that's one of the most critical, is being able to read grade level at third grade. Mm-hmm. And let me add too, since I mentioned I work for the Chamber of Commerce, I love to keep things local, money, people. And so Nikki mentioned that the illustrator is in Greenville, Tennessee, mm-hmm. just half an hour from here. The publisher, as you know, is in Johnson City. Right. And she got a lot of advice from local author Leanne Hoover, who's married to one of my best friends. And Leanne has written many books, and I think you probably have interviewed her before, and lots of children's books. So she gave Nikki a lot of advice. And so, it's a local book, even though Nikki lives right. in Nashville, local book.
We definitely have worked with Leanne before, and she is wonderful. We're honored to be able to work with her, as we are honored to be able to work with you. We're glad to have you all as a part of JCP. And we also, being a local Tri-Cities publisher, we love keeping business in the Tri-Cities area and keeping relationships in the Tri-Cities area strong. And I think that's very important. And we're so honored to have been a part of the Chamber of Commerce meeting where, Nikki, you were there to discuss early literacy and discuss Live Like Grunt and the donation. I think that was such a wonderful thing that we got to experience and that we got to be a part of. So thank you for having us there, Miles, being a part of the chamber. Thank you so much. You know, what has been the best part? Obviously, that is a huge thing that you all got to experience, sharing that with all of those children. But including that, what has been one of the best parts of sharing Grunt's story with the world?
I have loved getting out in schools and reading to kids. That has been probably one of the biggest surprises. Part of my job as a news anchor is, you know, community engagement. And that's always been something that my parents have emphasized in our lives, my sisters and I's lives, to volunteer and give back. And of course, I gravitate towards animals and anything to that. But going into the schools and reading to the kids has been like such a bright spot. Because everything that I do in my job, although I love my job very much, but everything I do can be a little bit dark sometimes. The news can be sad and heavy. And some days I'll be reading a terrible story at work, but then I have an opportunity to go read to kids at schools. And they just hug you when you walk in. They hug you when they leave. And they're so excited to see you. And they listen and soak it all up and smile while you're reading a simple book to them. You know, and it takes an hour of my time, but I always leave feeling that my cup is full from the school visit. So that's been a surprise because I don't know, I guess I knew I would do readings, but I didn't know that I would do this many and be welcomed into so many classrooms.
Do you have classrooms coming up that you're going to be visiting?
I do. I have a lot. I have a Calendly calendar, and I send it to schools and I just say, sign up whenever you're ready. Cause I think a lot of teachers probably, you know, deservedly so need that little break while I'm reading and whether they can go to the bathroom or maybe eat something or just sit at their desk and stare at a wall and have some quiet time. Right. I'm happy to provide that for them. But yeah. So we specifically, I don't remember which school is next, but yeah, I do a lot of schools in Middle Tennessee and I really enjoy it.
I am so glad to hear that. Miles, what has been the most rewarding part of this for you?
Well, it's a little different answer from Nikki. And you know, you don't get to choose who your parents are. You don't get to choose when you're born, but you do get to choose how you live your life. And, you know, life is short. So someday when I'm gone, I think what I'll especially appreciate, hope to appreciate, the only thing we've got left is the pride that, that your children feel when they speak your name. So looking at the cover of that book, and seeing Grunt and my three daughters, still emotional to me. Yeah. How blessed I am, how absolutely blessed I am to have those three daughters and now four grandchildren and two sons-in-laws and a wife. It's really just, I'm just so blessed. And I realize that even more when I look at the cover of that book. Sorry.
You're going to get to me here in just a moment.
Dad's a giant softy. He's the toughest man. He's a Marine, but he's a giant softy.
I think that's wonderful. It is something very special to be able to be emotional with your parents. And I think that's absolutely wonderful. And thank you for sharing that with me as well. I'm privileged to be a part of this with you all. You know, we talk about all the wonderful things that Grunt taught you as children and that your father passed on to you and to your sisters, and the wonderful lessons that you all have imparted in Live Like Grunt. But is there one in particular, Nikki, that you hope you'll be able to pass on to your daughter or to pass on to, you know, the readers of the story?
I mean, they're all special. I love all the lessons, but I think one of the most important ones, and I'll say there's two of the most important lessons in there that I always kind of focus on because the kids can get rowdy. I'm like, okay, focus on this one. Mm-hmm. And that's always be yourself because there's nobody else like you. And that's a really fun one to teach them. And then the second one is to, I just blanked out, Always Be Yourself, You're the Only One Out There. Dad, what's my other favorite one? It's,
I don't remember.
I know, it's in front of me. I just blanked out. I do that all the time. Dad, what's your favorite? Oh, Be Kind to Everyone, because everyone's fighting a battle. That's my other favorite one.
Yeah.
I think that's...
My favorite's easy. I'm going to read it from the book. At all costs, regardless of the risk, protect your family.
I knew that would be your favorite.
It's the last one in the book, too.
Very fitting. I think that's wonderful. And I love hearing about Grunt's story. Obviously, Grunt has passed on at this point, but are there other dogs in your all's family that have had similar inspiring stories or similar inspiring wisdoms to share?
I mean, we are a dog. We are an animal family. So yeah, I have a dog now. His name is Reggie White. Yes, after the great University of Tennessee football player, Reggie White. I love him. We love our dog so much. He's a rescue and he is just like the sweetest boy. He's been so sweet to Andy ever since she came home from the NICU, just protecting her. And I think that he's making Grunt proud. You know, he does protect his family. He does love unconditionally and he is always happy.
Right.
Dad, I'll let you talk about all of our family dogs. We've had a lot.
Yeah, we've had a lot of dogs over the years. There's two there right now. Just left the house a little while ago. One's name's Wedgie and other one is named Skivvies. yeah. But what I'll tell you about Grunt's successor here in just a minute, but I remember coming home from the gym. This has been many years ago, of course. And it's about 6 a.m. And I used to have to fix the girls' breakfast every morning because they wouldn't get out of bed. So fix them breakfast, take it upstairs to them while they were putting on their makeup and stuff. And well, you guys were already gone by the time this happened. Anyway, I looked out the window and Grunt was laying on the back deck and I went over to say good morning to him and he had passed. And I called my vet bawling, asking what happened. And you know, he tried to reassure me. But anyway, Elise was still at our house and she was still in high school. Nikki and Laura were by then at the University of Tennessee. And I remember telling Elise and she said, Dad, it hurt so bad. And I said, yes. Well, we ended up having a stone made where Grunt is buried. And it says, if love could have saved you, you'd live forever. And it's still there, bottom of our steps. But we had a hard time for a while there wanting to get another dog. But finally we did, which is a story in itself. But it was a chocolate lab named Jarhead.
Very fitting. right in line with Grunt.
He had big paws to fill, but he did a good job. But we lost him a year and a half ago. But good dog.
It is certainly certainly difficult to lose a member of your family like that. I myself am a big dog lover. I've grown up with dogs my whole life. And we also have a small little doggy cemetery out in my dad's property. And you know, we say something to them every time we walk by, say hello. Even though they have passed on, we think they're still with us. And certainly it is something special to have been able to share a part of your all's family with so many kids and adults and families across Tennessee and across the country. I think that's wonderful that you all have been able to bring Grunt to so many homes, not just your all's own.
Draco, do you have dogs?
I do have a dog now. I have a dog and two cats, and my dog is about as spoiled as a dog can be. So,
what's his name? What is he?
Her name is Joplin, and she is a spoiled mutt. No idea.
I love it.
She is. She's a shelter puppy, but.
I knew I liked you.
Yes, she is very special to me. And since I work from home, she is constantly around and she gets, you know, all of her pleasure out of being able to follow me from room to room throughout the day. So
I love it.
She is very special. And similarly to Grunt, there are so many things that I feel I could share just about her. And I think that sharing a pet story is so wonderful. So thank you for sharing that with me and for asking. What plans do you all have for the future of Grunt's story? I know, Nikki, we talked about you hopefully writing some other books, and you've got some children's readings coming up that you're going to at different schools. But do you all have any, you know, big plans for the future of Grunt's story specifically?
I believe in manifestation and speaking things into existence. So what do I want? What's my dream for the book? My dream for the book is to repeat what we did at those 73 schools in East Tennessee, and to somehow be able to get this book into kids' hands all across the country, because it is a simple book. It's not controversial. It doesn't have, there's nothing in this book that anybody can be like, oh, I don't know about that. It's just simple life lessons that I think every human being should want to learn from and implement and teach their children. So let's do that. Let's get it in every school across the country.
I think that's a wonderful idea. And I agree with you. Let's just speak it into existence and make it happen.
Yeah.
Miles, do you have similar hopes for the story? Is there anything extra you'd like to add to that?
I'll just say ditto, and I'll follow her when she makes this.
I'm glad to hear it, and we look forward to being a part of the next donation. We're sure that it's coming. So thank you again to both of you for joining me. It's, like I said, been an absolute privilege and an honor to hear more about Grunt's story, to hear about your all's family and your all's story, sharing this book with the world and with young readers. And thank you for joining me on Bookmarked today. Readers that are interested in getting their own copy of Live Like Grunt can get it through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Jane Carroll Publishing, or through NikkiBurdine.com. Included with those t-shirts are also available on NikkiBurdine.com. And like I said, I just want to thank you again for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Draco. And so listeners, let me ask you, are you in tears? Well, I am not the kind of person to say I told you so, but this interview brought me to tears, so I told you so. But I want to say thank you to all, and especially to Miles. Miles shared his story, his personal story of behind the story, and it is so clear that this book is so meaningful to him, and what a legacy now that he has. And Nikki has taken her love for her dad and the dog, her dog Grunt, and shared those simple life's lessons to children. And those lessons will stay with those children possibly all their lives and influence them for the rest of their life. I mean, what a treasure that I think both Miles and Nikki have created for others here. And I want to say, again, thank you so much to both of you for sharing your story with our listeners. Because I can relate here a little bit, because I, too, am a daddy's girl. And my dad passed away 14 years ago. And there isn't a day that goes by that I don't think of him in some way. And when I start feeling down and feeling sad, because I do miss him, I think of something that was either done or said that would always make him smile or always make him laugh, and that does seem to help me. I feel close to him in doing that. So being a daddy's girl, he did influence me where I am today with my literary career. So this resonates not just with me, but I'm sure it resonates with many of our listeners out there. So to be able to share this story in schools, Jan Carroll Publishing sees this much more than a privilege to be a part of this book's production, but it is an honor. And then to have a sponsor who also recognizes the value of its message, and of course how important it is of being able to read. It's just wonderful for JCP to be a part of this community project. And we totally agree, every school should have this book in their classroom. So I want to say thank you, and thank you to Draco. And if any of you listeners out there, if you would like to have a copy of this book, let us know at jancarepublishing.com. Or maybe if you are looking to purchase books like a volume order or several books for your classroom, please contact us. And contact me at publisher@jancarepublishing.com. And so I want to say thank you to all of you out there, all our listeners. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and we will see you next week.